This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Before the break, we brought up the Twins' win on Friday night. If you stayed up late, they were down 6-3 in the ninth. Didn't look good taking on a reliever who hadn't given up an earned run all year. They score three and then put six on the board. And I saw a post earlier today. Apparently that's never been done in Major League history in all the years and all the games that a team down by three with two outs in the ninth has never come back and won the game by six. And that's what the Twins did last night. Phil Miller joins us. Twins and Mariners coming up. Our lineup card at 5:30. What a comeback for the Twins, Phil.
Steve, I couldn't agree more. It's funny how you react to it differently. I mostly was angry because I had my story all written about Zebby Matthews pitching just well enough to lose, and you have to throw that out and start all over. I'll tell you, after the game, I went and had a late dinner, and the restaurant had the replay of the game on, and I watched the ninth and tenth inning, and it really hit you then. Holy cow! It was two outs, one man on, down three, facing a pitcher who had not allowed an earned run all season. All the talk among the Seattle broadcasters while he was pitching the ninth was, "Is he the best closer in baseball right now?" Yeah, you could certainly make that case. And I just kept thinking, "Oh, just wait, just wait 5 minutes." The clubhouse was just a party atmosphere last night, and it's carried over a little bit today too, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that is quite a win, and to do what they did, hitting home runs in that ballpark, which has a reputation as being very tough on hitters.
Yeah, Rocco said before the game, he hated playing in this ballpark, and he doesn't blame hitters who do. He said, when at night the air gets a little heavy, and you have to hit the ball about as hard as you possibly can to get it out. And Willie Castro, of all people, did it twice. Carlos Correa made it look easy, and Trevor Larnach hit one to the delight of the Oregon State fans here. It was something. And I'll tell you one thing that surprised me. Going into the clubhouse and talking to Willie Castro and Ty France and there were a couple other guys. I said to France, you were standing on first base, two out. You're thinking the game's over? And he said, I thought we were going to win. He said, this is a good team. It's not over until it's over. You have to be thinking that way. And Willie Castro said the same. He said, I thought I was going to get this guy, and, maybe we're going to win. And it's interesting because I don't think that would have been the attitude 6 weeks ago. But this twin season has done a complete 180 now.
Yeah, April, miserable. Terrific May. It ends tonight in Seattle, and then it's on to June. We'll see what happens there. But the signs are good because Byron Buxton has come back. Carlos Correa came back. They collided, and that was certainly a scary moment for the Twins because they had clearly turned the corner and been on that 13-game winning streak, and it's like, oh, here we go. But Correa's come back, big contributor, getting Byron Buxton back, and now Matt Wallner back for the Twins.
They are completely healthy from their opening day roster. Not everybody is here because of performance reasons, but they have nobody except Luke Kuechel among position players on the injured list. And I don't know if it's even worth looking up to see when the last time this happened, because it's been years since the Twins have had everybody in place all at once, like they are going to have for, you know, I assume about three innings tonight, but you never know. Maybe it'll be 3 months.
Yeah. It is extraordinary how the Twins have been able to turn it around. One thing I want to go back to in the game last night, and you had your story written about Zebby, and you had to tear it up. I know probably the delete button was more of a factor than tearing up actual copy. But Zebby Matthews, they give up four early, but he hung in there and gave the team a chance. And we've heard that over and over again in this grand game, that, you know, if the starting pitcher can give you a chance, and he did.
It was amazing. It went single, single, deep fly ball, home run, and you know, you could see him kind of wilting on the mound a little bit, and you thought, oh, you know, this could be an ugly one. You know, don't watch. And he gave up two hits over the next six innings. He didn't give up a hit to the last 15 batters he faced. I had in the story that will never be read that it is unusual for a pitcher to have a breakthrough in a game that he was almost removed in the first inning, but it felt like it. He's the first fifth starter on this team to go more than five innings. One thing that really struck me is the Twins closed it to 4-3 in the top of the seventh, and you know, he's six innings in. And they sent him back out to pitch the bottom of the seventh inning. That is an extraordinary amount of trust for you know, a kid that's gone through some struggles and had a 1-2-3 inning and set it up. I was thinking in the first inning that he might be back in St. Paul by the end of his road trip, but he really showed him something, and it will be interesting to see what his next few starts are like.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, and Phil, the pitching depth was talked about in spring training, and I think anybody who saw the club a year ago and things went bad late in the year, but going into the season, they did have what appeared to be a good bullpen and very good starting pitching depth. And in this run and in this month of May, it has really shined.
Yeah, it really has. They, very, very quietly, it's kind of gone under the radar a little bit. Their total of 12 runs, I think, heading into last night, something like that, is the seventh lowest total of their history at this point in the season. They're not scoring runs, and it is the pitching that is just absolutely risen up to carry them. Joe Ryan, Bailey Ober, Chris Paddock, and of course Pablo Lopez are giving them a chance to win pretty much every day. The offense needs to pick it up a little bit. They're 1-19 when they score two runs or fewer. But so far they're getting it done with pitching, and that is a really heartening way to play.
Yeah, they need it because the Tigers are on a tear.
Yep. Glad we don't see the Tigers anytime soon. Another month, I think. But and Skubal pitches tonight, I think. So, you know, I think we're probably on no-hit alert the way he's going. So, yeah, it could be, I mean, that could be a great race. And how often in these times do you see it be a race between teams with their pitching?
Well, and I saw a number, and maybe you saw it, Phil, as well, that since like August 1 of last year, the Tigers have the best record in the major leagues. Now, we know what they've done this year, but they played really well and were a big surprise to get to the postseason. They have a better record than the Dodgers, the Yankees, you name it.
Yeah, it has been, I mean, you know, AJ Hinch is a great manager. I think we've known that for quite a while, but they're doing it with one thing they're doing it with is players that were disappointing for so long. Torkelson, I thought they were about to give up on. Javi Baez looked like one of the worst free agent signings in baseball history. You know, those are like two of the three or four chief guys that are carrying the offense. It is a remarkable story. It's a good time to be a Tigers fan. The Twins game tonight, I believe, is being called by on national TV by the Tigers play-by-play guy. So I wonder if he'll have any insights into that pennant race. But it is shaping up to be a good one.
Yeah, Twins get Bailey Ober on the mound, and outside of a very shaky start out of the gate, it's been really good.
Yeah, he just like last year, he put that behind him and just got on a roll. He might have. I was thinking of him as a possible pitcher of the month candidate. I don't know. You know, I'd probably go to Skubal or somebody like that. But over one of the real secrets to his success has been, I believe, he's given up one home run in his last seven starts. And this is a good ballpark, like you said, to continue that streak. The Twins just are not giving up home runs. They have given up the fewest in the American League, and that's really important, and it has really been important for Bailey Ober.
Yeah, and Phil, final thought on the ballpark, T-Mobile now. I think when it opened, it was Safeco Field, if memory serves. Been around now a long time. It looks pretty cool on TV. I've never been there with the roof open, that you really get to feel like it's an open-air ballpark, not like Minute Maid where it's kind of like they slide the roof a little bit out of the way, but it still feels in some ways indoors. I know that hitters hate it. You brought that up earlier, and Rocco Baldelli didn't like it as a player. But, you know, what's your sense visiting there? It looks like it's pretty cool.
Oh, as a fan, fan experience is great. And I should mention that it rained all afternoon, so the roof is indeed closed, but they're going to play anyway, which is the beautiful part of it. I was telling someone just last night, this place is, I believe, 12 years, 11 years older than Target Field. And just like Target Field, it is really held up. It is really being well kept. It seems like they add two or three new amenities every year. And it's being Seattle. Their food court is one of the best in baseball. So, it is a great place to visit. Walking down the streets of Seattle yesterday, I passed a group of people that were wearing two of them had twin shirts and one had a cap on. And sure enough, they're friends who take an annual trip to somewhere to see the Twins, and they're here this weekend. And it worked out pretty well for them last night. It was I bet they enjoyed the game.
Yeah, what a comeback. Twins win at 12-6 in 10. Bailey Ober on the mound tonight. Hey, Phil, now, are you making the trip to Sacramento, or is Bobby doing that?
Indeed. Straight from here to Northern California tomorrow night. So, it's 100 degrees there this weekend. It's supposed to be only in the mid-90s while we're there next week. But I'm interested to hear what I'm interested to see for myself, because I have talked to a few people who say, don't kid yourself, it is minor league. It's different than what you're used to at a ballpark. So we'll see. I'm interested just from an experience standpoint to find out if that's true.
Yeah. Wow. The reviews have not been great. All right, Phil. No. Always good to visit with you.
You too, Steve. Take care.
All right, there he is. Phil Miller covers the Twins for the Star Tribune. Joins on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Quick break. We'll check the Major League scoreboard. Look at those standings. Tigers are surging. They're playing great. As he mentioned, Scooble on the mound tonight. As good as it gets among big league starters. It is 5:20. Twins and Mariners in the lineup card at 5:30 here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.